advent of the promised Messiah. Thus, it must be said, with utmost regret, that in the case of the Messiah, a mountain has been made out of a molehill. Pay heed, for I also receive revelations from God. For more than 20 years, God Almighty has been conversing with me, and about 150 signs have appeared. I swear by God Almighty that I too have given life to the dead in the manner that divine practice has always allowed for the dead to be revived. I can also swear on oath that more than 10,000 prayers of mine have been accepted. God Almighty has used far greater words for me in His Word than those which occur for Jesus Christ in the Gospels and supposedly establish His divinity. I have published such words in my books as well. God has named me Adam. God has named me Abraham. God has named me the promised Messiah and informed me that I am the promised one whom all the prophets have waited for but passed away. But despite all this, I do not claim to be God or the Son of God, although there are numerous expressions about me in the Word of God, on the basis of which I could be declared God with greater ease than the Messiah, Son of Mary. But I know that this is unbelief. That is why I am surprised more than anyone else in the entire world as to what special distinction the Messiah, Son of Mary, possesses, for which he was made God. Did he manifest special miracles? On the contrary, I find that much greater miracles are being shown in my support. Were his prophecies of a superior nature? I would be wrong if I do not declare that the prophecies granted to me are far greater than those of the Messiah, Son of Mary. How can I accept that the Gospels contain such lofty words with regards to the Messiah, Son of Mary, that they prove his divinity? I swear by God, a false oath in whose name brings a curse in this world and the next, that the words revealed by God Almighty in my honor, and again, I declare on oath that they are purely the words of God and are not interpolated, changed, or altered like the Gospels, are much superior in grandeur than the ones which Christian missionaries quote from the Gospels in relation to the Messiah, Son of Mary. But would it be permissible for me to claim divinity or to be called the Son of God? Rest assured that the Messiah, Son of Mary, too, is neither the Son of God nor God. I am the Messiah of Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he is the Mosaic Messiah. Divine destiny has decreed the coming of a Messiah at the end of the Israelite dispensation whose law began with Moses. In parallel to this, it was also decreed that a Messiah would appear at the end of the Ishmaelite dispensation whose law began with Muhammad, the Chosen One, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. And so too has this come to pass. Moses, a servant of God, brought the religious law for the Israelites. However, God knew that 14 centuries after Moses, the children of Israel would forsake the deeper truths and subtleties of the law and their moral condition would have extremely deteriorated. So for this purpose, God raised the Messiah, Son of Mary, in the 14th century after Moses in a land where the Israelite kingdom was no more. Just as the likeness of Moses, Muhammad, the Chosen One, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, appeared in the world as per the book of Deuteronomy in the Torah, so too God raised a Messiah 14 centuries thereafter in the likeness of the first, and I am that Messiah. And as the like of Moses is superior to Moses in many respects, the like of Jesus is also superior to Jesus in many respects. And this is a degree of excellence which God bestows on whomsoever he pleases.